Kamloops North Thompson MLA-elect Ward Stamer is not impressed with what some are calling racist comments made by a fellow Conservative Party of BC candidate. Juan de Fuca Malahat candidate Marina Sapozhnikov has been criticized for her remarks, which she made during an interview with university student Alyona Latsenik on election night. Latsenik recorded the interview, and the story was first reported by the Vancouver Sun. During the interview, Sapozhnikov referred to First Nations people as savages, said that they didn't have any sophisticated laws, and claimed that 90% of Indigenous people use drugs, among other derogatory and dismissive comments. I certainly find her remarks extremely hurtful towards First Nations peoples and their communities, and in no way do they represent my feelings or beliefs, Stamer told Black Press on October 26. I agree the best way for us to have meaningful reconciliation is to continue with genuine and sincere conversations, Indigenous learnings, educational opportunities and respect for each other. Stamer was elected on October 19 as the MLA in the riding of Kamloops North Thompson. He is joining with provincial politicians from all parties to condemn Sapozhnikov's remarks. Former Kamloops North Thompson MLA Peter Milobar, who has been re-elected in the riding of Kamloops Centre, condemned the comments in a social media post on October 26. I am feeling outraged and filled with sadness. I regard my family with love and respect, and am thankful that, as a white male that married into a First Nation family, they welcomed me with open arms. I do not take that for granted, and I try to be respectful of their values and perspectives. I want to be crystal clear, the comments made by BC Conservative candidate Marina Sapozhnikov regarding Indigenous people are reprehensible and I do not condone them or share those views in any way, shape or form. The only way real and meaningful reconciliation can happen is with genuine conversations, shared learnings and mutual respect. Barrier resident Jen Schwab Nickel is a mother of 14, 9 of whom are Indigenous children, and a roots practitioner for the Kamloops Aboriginal Friendship Society. She shared her family's experience in a comment on Milobar's post, and also contacted Black Press. My sister, Anna Bear, died in February, we feel because of attitudes like this MLA candidate. She was 44, sober, a PAC president and a hockey mom. A kidney stone killed her simply because her family doctor didn't listen and assumed she was drug-seeking. Her pain, shame and grief over how her own doctor treated her caused her not to seek medical care when she needed it and as a result, she died from something imminently curable. Racism and ignorance cause real harm to real people and need to be addressed from the top leadership in this party. BC. Conservative leader John Rusted issued a statement on October 25 in response to Sapozhnikov's remarks, saying he is appalled and deeply saddened, and adding that, we are taking this matter seriously. As of October 28, a recount showed that Sapozhnikov was trailing in the Juan de Fuca Malahat riding.